Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, founder of the Tudor Society. Now, this day in Tudor history, the 6th of October 1536, is the traditional date given for the execution of reformer, scholar, and Bible translator William Tyndall. Tyndall, whose works include The Obedience of a Christian Man, a book that Anne Boleyn shared with Henry VIII and which I talked about in my 2nd of October talk, he'd incurred the wrath of King Henry VIII, and you really didn't want to do that, after the publication of his book, The Practice of Prelates, in which he opposed Henry VIII's planned annulment from Catherine of Aragon. Henry VIII was determined to get the man he viewed as a traitor and heretic apprehended. And in 1535, Tyndall was betrayed by an Englishman, Henry Phillips, and arrested in Antwerp on the 21st of May 1535. Now, according to the martyrologist John Fox, Tyndall was then taken to the castle of Vilvoorde, or Vilvoorde, 18 miles from Antwerp, and imprisoned there for a year and a half. Tyndall was then tried and condemned by virtue of the emperor's decree. The exact date of William Tyndall's execution is not known, but it is traditionally commemorated on this day, the 6th of October. John Fox wrote of Tyndall's execution. He was tied to the stake and then strangled first by the hangman and afterwards consumed with fire in the town of Vilvoorde, AD 1536, crying thus at the stake with a fervent zeal and a loud voice, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." Fox went on to say of Tyndall, "Such was the power of the doctrine and sincerity of life of this amiable man and glorious martyr, that during his imprisonment he converted the keeper, his daughter, and others of his household. Also, all that were conversant with him in the castle acknowledged that if he were not a good Christian, they could not tell whom to trust. Suffice it to say that he was one of those who by his works shone as a sun of light amidst a dark world and gave evidence that he was a faithful servant of his Master and Saviour, Jesus Christ." And I'd just like to say, rest in peace, William Tyndall. Now, as I said, I talked about Tyndall's book, The Obedience of a Christian Man, and told the story of how it ended up getting into Henry VIII's hands and being really a bit of a catalyst for the English Reformation in my 2nd of October talk. So do have a listen to that and a watch of that video because that tells you all about that. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.